Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, June 17th. The U.S. with a message for Iran.
The search is on for the driver in a weekend hit-and-run accident. I'm Matthew Harding.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We get a break from the active weather today, but severe storms could be possible again by tomorrow night. Our forecast is coming up.
The Trump administration sending a message to Iran that all options are on the table following the country's alleged attacks on a pair of oil tankers last week.
The escalated rhetoric is alarming Democratic leaders. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there's no question Iran is responsible for the attacks, but the president's policies are making matters worse. But across the aisle, at least two Republican lawmakers are talking about military action against Iran, as Secretary Pompeo says the administration has, quote, lots of data and evidence proving Iran was behind the attack, and that the world will see a lot of this soon.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. Iran denies that it targeted the damaged tankers, accusing America of an Iranophobic campaign. Police still looking for the driver in a weekend hit-and-run accident in South Wichita.
Police were called to the intersection of Harry and Martinson around 1 Saturday morning after receiving a report of a woman lying in the street. When they arrived, they found 36-year-old Lily Newlick with many injuries. KSN News reports Newlick is on life support at an area hospital after suffering head injuries, broken ribs, and significant bleeding. An eyewitness was able to provide a vague description of the vehicle, a dark blue car, possibly a Dodge Charger, or another vehicle with a similar body type. Anyone with information is asked to call police or call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
The Symphony in the Flint Hills, postponed and rescheduled for yesterday because of storm damage, finally canceled.
On Saturday morning, the Flint Hills Media Project said because of extensive storm damage, the event was postponed until Sunday. However, because of tents being destroyed and more severe weather forecast for Saturday night, the board decided to cancel the signature event altogether. In a statement released on social media, event organizers noted that while their mission is to heighten appreciation, knowledge, and protection of the Tallgrass Prairie, they couldn't safely host the event and didn't want to put any lives in danger due to more storms being forecast. Organizers added that refunds and exchanges would not be given for the canceled event, but thanked patrons for their continued support of their mission. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Officials looking to target opioids even before they reach U.S. soil.
Georgia Republican David Perdue says more needs to be done about cartels smuggling drugs into the country.
If a cartel was sending a cruise missile into Dallas, Texas, and killing 70,000 people, I think our response would be just a little less measured than it is today.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Senate International Narcotics Control Caucus the Trump administration has been cracking down on China, which he said produces many of the drugs smuggled over the Mexican border. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The percentage of Kansas high school grads who attend state universities has dropped in recent years. Schools are now figuring out how to stop that decline and make up lost revenue.
In 2017, only 50% of Kansas high school graduates enrolled at a state higher education institution, according to a report by the Kansas Board of Regents. A healthy economy could be behind those numbers. Right now, there are more jobs available for graduates holding only a high school diploma, and some of them pay quite well. Students are looking at the cost of actually attending a university, but the cost of going versus the money they can make right now may be driving them away. Shifting demographics could also play a part. The Hispanic population has grown significantly in southwestern Kansas, but higher education is not always popular in that community due to cost, a need to support the family, and the desire to maintain a traditional family unit in one place. The University of Kansas has taken steps to balance the loss of revenue from homegrown students by increasing tuition for out-of-state students. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
City of Wichita hoping to get funding for a new transit center could be built on the west side of the river near the new baseball stadium in Delano.
The price of the new center is estimated to be between $14 and $17 million. City Council member Cindy Claycomb tells KSN News a federal transportation grant would cover 80% of the cost.
So this would be, of course, for regular transit buses could come through there, the Q line, the new e-scooters, you know, the ordinance that we're working on with those, the bike share, just any sort of transportation. And we've seen these in other cities, and they're very successful.
Plans for the transit center would include 500 parking spaces. City officials will be sending in the application for the project next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
8:05 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What are we eating? And a birthday card bonanza. KNSS News Time, 8:05. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. An environmental group says pesticides are showing up in breakfast cereals.
A report by the Environmental Working Group found levels of the chemical glyphosate in products made by General Mills. Glyphosate is a weed killer. It's better known by its product name, Roundup. The chemical in high doses has been linked to cancer. The environmental group says it found elevated levels of glyphosate in Honey Nut Cheerios and Multigrain Cheerios. And in a statement, General Mills said traces of pesticides can be found in most foods we eat. Its top priority is food safety, and the company follows federal guidelines in determining safe levels of pesticide. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
The tally is in for the number of birthday cards a World War II veteran got when he turned 101 years old.
In May, the family of Utah veteran John Fry was hoping to get 101 birthday cards to celebrate 101 years and put out their request in a local paper. The story went nationwide when it got picked up by the Associated Press. The family thought they would get about 500 cards. It turns out they got more than 5,000 coming from all 50 states and at least 12 countries. The front desk receptionist at the veteran's home where Fry lived says they needed an extra tub just to sort the cards that came in. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted on the morning on this Monday morning. It's Monday, June 17th.
Right now in traffic out in the Wichita area, we've just got a bit of a slowdown. Watch out for a stalled out vehicle southwest portion of the city. Northbound I-235 just north of Meridian. Stalled out vehicle reported there. Watch for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Monday morning. Mostly sunny today. A high of 84 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low down to 65. Then on Tuesday, it'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 85 degrees, and we're looking at a 50-50 chance for storms by tomorrow night. Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly cloudy sky, 65 degrees, 93% humidity. We're looking for a forecast high today of 84. It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And as the temperatures heat up, so does the sauce, literally. Let's find out what the hot trend is on hot sauce from the chief executive officer of Melinda's, Greg Figueroa, joining us today. Greg, hot sauce is all over the place.
Yes, the market's been growing quickly. It's been a pretty exciting growth in the condiment segment.
Why is that? Why is this taking off so rapidly?
Well, spicy foods are addictive, and once a person starts experimenting with spice, it's hard to retreat back to bland food. And the United States is also becoming more diverse with cuisine and international culture.
And I guess that helps when you start looking at, it's not just, I mean, people obviously for years kind of associated with Mexican food, but I think it's starting to just trend across all nationalities and cultures.
Yes, at Melinda's, we make 23 different hot sauce condiments. So a family of four can make individual heat and flavor adjustments to their meals. And that's what we're finding. It's just about flavor and heat and the scale that there's a scale for everyone. It's a liquid spice racket at home.
Are there some that are more popular than others right now?
You know, the wide range is Thai chili is very popular. Ghost pepper is very popular for the heat seekers. Carolina Reaper for the super heat seekers. Habaneros, pretty steady going. And then your cayenne hot sauces are your average heat levels that have been around for a long time.
Do you see this as a trend or something that's going to have a pretty good staying power, this popularity with the hot sauces?
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to grow because and become more and more mainstream because people are just, once you eat bland, spicy foods, like I said, it's hard to go back to eating bland food. So it's addictive.
And usually you thought about that just for being for adults, but I think even the younger set is getting into this a little bit more too.
Yeah, hot sauce have traditionally ranged 25 to 54 male, but now we're seeing, a lot of younger demographic all the way down to, 15, 16 and up, and then even find that women are getting more interested in spicy flavors because we have some hot sauces that aren't so spicy.
Very
interesting. A lot of flavor.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. Good information on the hot trend of spicy sauces. The Chief Executive Officer of Melinda's, Greg Figueroa, joining us today. We were with Steve and Ted in the morning. Thank you, Greg. Hot sauces.
So how are you on hot sauces?
I'm a boring person because I like bland.
You like it bland, so no big Thai spice for you or really hot chili sauce.
No, that's not me.
Hmm. See, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm really down with the extremely hot foods. They don't bother me when I eat them, but man, some amount of distress later afterwards, you kind of regret it. But the initial eating portion of the hot sauces, I'm good with that.
Retail sales of hot sauces have jumped by almost a quarter over the past 5 years to about $700 million in 2018, the biggest gain among condiments.
The biggest gain?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, I mean, let's face it. What's the ceiling for mayonnaise? It's not going to jump by a quarter.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, there isn't going to be
ketchup is what it is. But if you've got some different commodities here, like we were talking about, that sure, there's room for growth there.
Yeah.
And that's what Greg was talking about.
I suppose.
Yeah.
You're not going to see a gigantic mayo
you're
trend.
You're not going to see Hellman's, quadruple in value. Everybody's got a jar of mayo in the fridge, and that's it.
Of course, you see all the different varieties of mayo now.
Yeah.
Your garlic mayo, your sriracha mayo, that sort of thing. You're probably a traditionalist under that score, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even like Miracle Whip. That's too much for me. I'd stay with the real mayo, baby. All right. Talking a little hot sauces here on a Monday morning. It is 8:15 with Steve and Ted. Hey, Suzanne Collins has a new Hunger Games novel coming out. It will be a prequel set 64 years before the start of her multimillion-selling trilogy. Book's currently untitled. It will come out in May 2020, so we still got another 11 months for this. Collins says that she wants to explore what people perceive is necessary for survival. She set the narrative in the years after the Dark Days, the failed rebellion in the country of Panem. The Hunger Games books are set in a dystopia where young people must fight and kill each other on live TV.
Hmm.
New book takes place before the lifetime of Hunger Games heroine Katniss, played by Jennifer Lawrence in the billion-dollar movie franchise. So there you go. There's going to be Hunger Games prequel novel coming out from Suzanne Collins.
Well, of course there was going
to
be.
Years to come.
You gotta make that next book, make that next movie,
well,
make
of course.
That next new
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
You just, man, franchises just aren't allowed to die anymore.
Nope. They continue on and on.
As long as they make money, nope, they'll go on forever.
Georgia's loss may be New Mexico's gain. The film industry in New Mexico hoping to pick up some of the business. It may leave states like Georgia over anti-abortion measures. The movie industry in New Mexico may get a boost if productions leave Georgia over passage of restrictive abortion laws. It isn't just politics driving the shift. New Mexico is offering a huge pile of incentives to movie and TV producers. Between the tax breaks and the controversy, New Mexico officials expect to get more entertainment business.
Yeah, it's interesting. Just throwing the politics of it out the window for a second. Have you noticed watching television, if you ever watch the credits, how many times you'll see that made in Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of it.
And they made that a big priority.
They really did. Shows up in a lot of shows.
Although, if I'm doing some filming, It's hard to make New Mexico look like Georgia. Let's face it. New Mexico looks like New Mexico, and Georgia looks like Georgia. It's
just one example that I thought was really interesting. The TV show on Netflix, it's a Netflix original called Ozark. Now, it's supposed to happen, obviously, in Missouri, for the most part, around the Lake of the Ozarks. That's, you know, part of the title and where it comes from. It is made in Georgia, and as somebody who has been to, you know, Lake of the Ozarks area, and I've seen that portion of Missouri, it's amazing how much they make Georgia look like Missouri. It's rural Missouri. It's uncanny.
It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports, as we'll start out with men's golf at Pebble Beach, California yesterday. As always, on Father's Day, the final round of the U.S. Open. And we were looking at Kansas native Gary Woodland yesterday. He was the second-round leader after Friday. He was the third-round leader after Saturday. Would he be able to close it out yesterday? Well, he was a model of consistency for the 4 days. Four rounds of golf, four bogeys total. He finished at 13 under par, and Kansas native Gary Woodland gets his first major victory, winning the U.S. Open yesterday. Of course, a guy that was born in Topeka, played basketball at Washburn his freshman year, and then he transferred to KU and kind of switched things over to golf, which has certainly paid off. Here's Gary Woodland.
I've just always believed in myself. No matter what I've done, from when I was a young kid, I always believed I'd be successful. I'd always believe I would play professional sports. I didn't know what sport that would be, but I always believed I would be in this moment. And, you know, I think they got the question about if I ever dreamed of making the putt on the last hole of the U.S. Open when I was a kid. No, I didn't. But I hit a lot of game-winning shots on the basketball court when I was a kid, and that's what I did. And so I've always believed in myself. And, you know, it's nice when you do that and you surround yourself with great people. Good things happen.
There's Gary Woodland, played in the Wichita Open back in 2008. And now he's a major champion for the first time. Gets $2.25 million for that win yesterday. Gary Woodland, your winner at the U.S. Open. We've got, of course, our eyes are on Golf Week here in Wichita as we gear up for the 30th annual Wichita Open, which begins on Thursday. Today's pre-tournament activity is the Select Pro-Am. In men's tennis, the 5th annual Wichita Tennis Open wrapped up yesterday on the singles championship at Wichita State. Sam Riffis, the winner in straight sets at 6-1, 6-4. Guy that was the Southeastern Conference Freshman of the Year, playing for the University of Florida, and he wins the Wichita Tennis Open. In the NBA, of course, Toronto Raptors last week win the NBA championship. Coming off the bench for the Raptors, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet now has a championship ring in the NBA with his Raptors. The Toronto Victory Parade in the streets of Toronto is today. Fred VanVleet, of course, he scored 22 points in Game 6 last week in the championship clinching game. And one member of the media, Hubie Brown, even voted Fred as Finals MVP. Here's Fred VanVleet.
That's just me just buttering up Hubie over the last few weeks. No, I think just some of it's vindicating. You know, you feel some sense of pride in knowing that you were right all along, or knowing that you were right for believing in yourself. And so that feels good. You know, to win feels good. But again, when I have 0 points and I tell you it's about the team and it's not about my personal numbers, I really mean that. And so when I have 22 points, it's the same thing.
How about that? Fred VanVleet, NBA champion. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals in Minnesota taking on the top team in the league, the Twins. Well, Royals were trying to get a win to avoid a sweep, and Kansas City certainly got the offense cranked up yesterday. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
Swung on line to right center field. Maldonado is going to be sent home. Here's the throw to the plate by Marwin Gonzalez. It is not in time, and the ball gets away from the catcher. So the Royals take an 8-3 lead, and they are just beating up Mike Morin in this eighth inning.
And the Royals go on to win it 8-6. The Minnesota Twins had 15 hits, but they left 15 on base. Royals get their first win against the Twins on the season. Now the Royals' road trip continues way out west at Seattle. We're set with the Mariners starting tonight. The game will start after 9 o'clock this evening. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to one of the great football players we know of, Bobby Bell. He's 79 today. Guy that was a star for the Kansas City Chiefs, helped them to that Super Bowl championship in Super Bowl IV. Bobby Bell is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the all-time great linebackers and defensive ends. Bobby Bell is 79 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And socialist utopia, does it work? Well, we'll get some thoughts on that from the Sean Hannity Morning Minute right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.